Welcome to Vinyl Verdict. I'm Bell.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Blarf.
That's not your name. That's this week's artist, Blarf. We're listening to Cease and Desist. This is going to be a short episode. This is a short album.
27 minutes.
Blarf, people don't know anything about him. Some people think it's Eric Andre, but Blarf says he's not Eric Andre. And Eric Andre says he's not Blarf. So I don't know. I couldn't find anything online about it. But I think it could be Eric Andre.
That's
one day on his deathbed, Blarf will be like, I am Eric Andre.
It's like Dr. Stephen Brule and the actor who plays him.
John C. Reilly?
John C.
Those are two different people. You can tell me this.
Check it out.
I don't believe it.
Check it out.
Well, let me tell you about this album. Cease and Desist is from a genre called plunderphonics.
No way. Sure.
Yeah,
because you
just
plunder samples.
Aggressive
and then...
samples.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Cease and Desist because none of these are cleared or anything like that. And because of that, it's not available on Apple Music or Spotify or anything
it's
else
not
because
on any
it can't be.
Or,
it is not able to be. It's on YouTube.
Yep.
It is not monetized.
Actually, it is on Spotify.
Oh,
someone
it is on Spotify.
Has put it up as one single track as a podcast episode.
Wow, genius.
Yeah, I listened to it on YouTube because I needed the track listings.
Yeah, I needed the track listings.
But yeah, I saw that as well.
That is very funny. That's a good way to get around it. And yeah, so it's just pretty much it's very art. It's like an art nouveau, an art jazz.
Avant-garde,
obtuse, hard to listen to album.
Yeah,
it is
sure
purposely is. Hard to listen to, like Transmissions of a Satellite Heart, like Jamie alluded to last week. It is weird to be weird, but this is much more listenable, at least in my mind, because I like electronic music.
Yeah, I don't find it that hard to listen to be honest.
It's okay.
Really?
There's like one song that's like 10 minutes of garbage.
I Worship Satan.
Yeah.
Yep. I Worship Satan is garbage.
It's just explosions.
Yeah.
Yep. But I really like the rest of it, but I don't know. I like weird stuff.
Yeah, it's not musical in the sense of like one flowing idea a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's an idea. Here's something completely different.
Yeah.
Here's three songs that are 20 seconds long and they're all very different.
Yeah.
And then here's a sample from a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then here's the whole Reading Rainbow theme song.
Yeah, they're
all
Rainbow,
over the place. But I like it. It's fresh. It's interesting. And for the most part, listenable, other than, that one song and chunks of certain songs that we'll kind of go into later. But, Jimmy, what did you think?
It's okay. It's pretty funny. I will say, I thought you duped me for a minute, and I don't trust like this.
I don't trust like that.
Yeah.
I don't trust that.
I don't trust like that. Yeah. No. But I definitely thought you were pulling a funny on me, but I also like mashups, and that they're kind of like plunderphonics.
I guess. Sure.
So
it's
I thought it was okay,
except for just two things.
Hooked on plunderphonics. Like
yeah, it is. I've read the Pitchfork review, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but
it's like 6.
If an album is trying to be hard to listen to, and it succeeds, is it good?
Is it art? Yeah.
It's like, kind that's of, a good question. And yeah, they gave it like a 6.7, so it's six times as good as Tool.
There you go.
Yeah, apparently.
Which I would agree with. I didn't like Tool, and I like this. And it's short, blissfully. Because if this was an hour long, I don't know.
Especially if you cut like 10 minutes off of it for I Love Satan.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a 17-minute album. Yeah sure. I can buy that.
The best part about this whole album for me is that Eric Andre went to Berkeley.
Yeah, he's like, he knows
the
music.
Berkeley
he knows
School of
music.
Yeah.
Berkeley's a very famous music school. And so,
oh, man, I like the one comment on the YouTube, the video of it is like, do you think his parents are mad that he wasted a prestigious music degree on comedy? I guess this record proves it. I was like, yeah,
but the funny thing is like, if someone else just kind of threw all this stuff together, it wouldn't be listenable. But I actually really enjoyed a lot of it. So, like, he knows
there is a rhyme and reason.
He knows timing
and
like the opposite. What's the opposite of dissonance? Harmony, but in like a weird dissonant way, because it's like, it's all just samples kind of mashed together. Discordant, yeah. But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, someone said on that same video, these are the sounds constantly running through Eric Andre's head.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, I guess it's very odd. If you don't know who Eric Andre is, he is a 40-year-old American comedian. He's got a TV show called The Eric Andre Show, which is a skit talk show, which is, again, very obtuse, surreal, horrifying. It's like a prank show,
Yeah.
reality show. It's very odd.
Nightmare,
episodes are like 15 minutes long. And yeah, Nightmare is one of my favorite things to say as well.
Well, it's more spooky because instead of showing the interview as it happened, they show the interview like chopped up into multiple like pieces.
Yeah, apparently they filmed for hours in like a very hot studio.
Really?
And then they cut it down to like a, you know, 5-6 minutes of a 15-minute show.
Sometimes the guests like don't even know what they're
going to do. Yeah, their agents just sign them up to something and they go and it's like, oh.
Yeah, and then like he destroys his desk.
Yes,
but it is recognizable people. So like even though they don't know where they are, you know who they are.
Yeah.
And it is very surreal. And the skits are usually very funny. A lot of drinking ranch. Yeah. A lot of having celebrities do funny and embarrassing things. Like Lizzo's on there quite a bit.
LeVar Burton.
She's got a his thing is shock humor. It's very, very shock humor.
Oh,
that's this album.
What was the one that he had on where he like throws up on the desk and then slurps it up?
Oh,
and then she like leaves in the middle of it.
I can't remember, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And that's kind of who Eric Andre is. Even his stand-up comedy is called like Do Drugs, and he talks about his experience with drugs and partying and just letting loose and being who you are. And,
I like his goofy face.
He's funny. He's a funny guy. But that's pretty much all I have to say about Blarf. Do you have any final thoughts before we get right into it?
No.
Well, I guess it wasn't about Blarf. That was about Eric Andre. That's if Blarf is Eric Andre.
Yeah, we're not.
Blarf is a clown that clearly dresses up like Rome.
Listen, we'll talk about who Blarf is and what he looks like because the cover is him.
Yeah.
But let's listen to the first song whose name we won't say when we're back from giving one last listen. Right? What an album.
Yeah.
First song is Badass Bull Spit Benjamin Button's Butthole Assassin.
And what a track name.
One of those words is censored, but
what a track name.
Also, what a banger intro.
Oh,
it starts with like a Mario sample. Very risky because Nintendo loves to take things down.
Yeah, they do.
And to start with the Super Mario theme is hilarious.
It's just samples and synths and drums, and I like it. And I think he's just having fun.
It is an assault on the senses.
Yes.
But in the way that my senses are like, ooh.
Tingly. Like,
ooh. It devolves like for a little bit until the drums kind of come back. Mm. But whatever, it's a good track.
Yeah, it has a pretty sick drum thing at the end.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, kind of after 20 seconds or so, it starts, then comes back in. The samples are fast and loose and yet somehow feel cohesive. It's like you can tell what he was trying to do, even though it is all over the place.
Berkeley baby.
He's a Berkeley baby. And this first song is the longest real song, I believe, at 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, sure. That was kind of the only disappointing thing to me. I heard this first song and I was like, wow, that's cool. And then I look at the YouTube timestamps. I'm like, oh, there's a few that are like a couple, like a minute long or whatever. Yeah, or
less than 20 seconds.
20 seconds. And then I'm like, oh, and then there's like this big 10-minute chunk. And if you look at the retention, there's like zero. Everyone just skips it and I found out why.
We'll get there. next is Save It, Babe.
It's got a really sick quote. Lil Wayne actually impressed the hell out of me. I never expected
that. If you need someone to tell you how to act, maybe you shouldn't have been born.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks, ruthless. Lil Wayne. He does not want to be a role model at all. This is a short and sweet song.
It samples Fire.
Yeah, by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's just turned to 10x speed and played in full.
It's weird.
It's just like the whole song.
Yeah.
Really fast. Yeah, it is. He plundered that song. He's playing it in full. Did.
it's that song but on crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's anyway, Fire by Jimi Hendrix. Great song.
Great song.
This song, Save It Babe.
Pretty good.
It's all right.
I liked it.
Yeah. Up next is Banana, the only song that actively I dislike the beginning.
Because
it skips. It like fake skips.
Oh.
And every time I think there's an issue with my record or with my earbuds or something like that. Because it's like and then it starts playing, and I'm like, oh, someone
did it to me again.
Yeah, every single time, I'm like, you boom me. You freaking boom me.
You got me, Blarf.
Otherwise, I do enjoy the strings and the flute sections.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the skipping is annoying. And then it has, like, a reverse crashed ending. So it's a crash ending, but it's played in reverse and then forward and then in reverse and then forward and then reverse. It's very odd. And then they're sobbing while it's
the
doing
crying.
That, which is very weird. I'm like, I don't like this. It feels cursed.
Yeah.
I feel sick by the end of it.
I like banana though. It's got some cool drums and weird like sample breaks and stuff.
Yeah, a little banana part.
What a tasty banana. It's like Jazz's Spastics.
It's great. Yeah.
What a banana. Like that.
Short drum interlude.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Like the busker playing an upside down bucket drum pattern.
Yeah.
It sounds like me trying to wash dishes.
I was saying it sounds like someone falling down the stairs, but I like washing dishes. That's probably more accurate. Yeah, it's an interlude. It's 30 seconds long.
Yep.
It's not bad.
I don't know.
This is a Joji song.
I didn't notice that this song started because if you listen to it back to back with Like That, they kind of just like that just stops, and then this one starts.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
It definitely is crunchy. It's alt rock pop. That's why it's like kind of reminds me of like a Joji backing track.
Sure. Okay. Certainly.
I wish it was longer, but it's just another 30-second interlude.
Yeah.
It's like changing channels.
Yeah.
You watch for a little bit, and you go, not for me, and you skip on.
No.
Oh, it's an infomercial.
Yeah. After that's Hella Rhymes featuring the song Don't Touch Me, Throw Water on Him by Busta Rhymes with a very heavily distorted backing track.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't? Oh, I really
I like Busta Rhymes, but I don't like this.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to. It's just like...
I really like Hella Rhymes. I thought it was short and sweet. I wrote, hot damn, this is great.
It's a minute long, yeah.
I really liked it, yeah.
I like the next one, though. No, we're back to like regular music.
No, you don't. What? No, the next one is
I Worship Satan. No, I skipped that one because I would skip this song.
Yeah, it's noise for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's 12 and a half minutes long with the entire, pretty much the entire runtime being awful.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
And then
truly
it's
bad
rainbow.
Distortion. And then there's, right before, 2 minutes before the end, there's a movie scene that plays out.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie, but it's clearly old.
It's really like discordant and unsettling.
Yeah,
it is.
It's kind of scary because it's like a dramatic scene, this movie.
Yeah.
Then a minute before it ends, the Reading Rainbow theme song plays in full.
Yep.
As a palate cleanser.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know, but 10 minutes of like, I should get up and move the needle because it's awful. Like,
your neighbors probably hate you.
It's like a windy, an old microphone outside.
Yeah, it's just bad.
Well, no, it's a sound of like explosions in like asteroids.
Sure.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just like old crunchy video game explosions.
Maybe.
I guess so. You can kind of hear like the, it almost sounds like a pew, 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 pew. Yeah, it's very weird. I'm not old enough to have played asteroids like Jamie is, but I could hear it.
Space Invaders.
Right. Reading Rainbows is a good song, though. So
yeah.
It ends strong.
Yeah. What a legend after he finished with Reading Rainbow.
After that's Boomba, back to what you'd call regular music, thankfully. That's where that note's from.
Yeah.
Samples,
this is
a Public Enemy song.
Oh. I didn't catch any of the calls. There's one where I'm like, oh, that's an Akane song.
Oh, yeah.
It's this one.
I like the production and the samples chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of subverts expectations a few times when he changes them. It's got a fun ending with the comedy bit.
Yeah, it's got some old school hip hop intro. Then there's like a bossa nova section that comes up like a minute and a half in.
Yep.
And it goes back to more rap with a loud industrial backing track.
Yep.
And then, you get a stand-up comedian doing a George Bush joke.
Yeah, it's Patton Oswalt.
It is Patton. Okay.
I was like, it kind of sounds like I'm describing it. This song is all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to go to all those different things, it's like, that's very weird.
Well, what are we even talking about?
I like it, though.
The Me in Me.
The last track already. We're already going through it.
Original and still the best.
Minute and a half long. It's pretty tame considering what we've gotten so far. It's just a blown out song with a simple, cymbal heavy drum beat. I guess it's kind of nice to have something a little bit, quote unquote, calmer to end this album, especially after I've Worshiped Satan, which like leaves me reeling. Like, I'm still recovering it from 10 minutes of that now. It's just very weird.
I wrote a super distorted final track. I think there's some singing in the background, but you can't really make it out. Incredible.
That was so far in the distortion. Yeah. There's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it's like they're not singing in the next room, they're singing like two buildings over.
Jamie, any thoughts?
It's sort of distorted, like the way I used to listen to music, and like when I was in high school, like when you turned the stereo in your car up so loud that you had no idea what you were listening to anymore.
I never did that.
Yeah, me either. I like my ears.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like my ears. No. So
it's almost like when you watch a horror movie, and like the killer's been there, something bad's happened in the room, and there's like a record player that's somehow
still going,
playing something super warped. It's just like slowed down. It's very odd.
It's really weird.
But that's all the songs. So let's talk about the album itself, because this is why I bought it. I'd never listened to Blarf before I bought this, but the album cover is a picture of Blarf, or maybe Eric Andre.
Could be you either.
Dressed as Ronald McDonald with a cigarette in his mouth and his fingers making a gun symbol to his head. And in the bottom right says cease and desist, kind of printed on a pink square with yellow font.
What a genius.
And it says Blarf on the top left with a green square with pink font. And on the back, it's a photo of Michael Jackson with his head on fire from that accident. and it's really zoomed in on his on fire head as he's like running away. The top left is a pink square with all the song names and track lengths in that yellow font. The top right is a phone number, which I've never called, and a barcode that looks like it's not real.
Call it right now.
I will. Let's describe the rest of it first. Bottom left, a Pepsi logo. And it says, this album is brought to you by Pepsi. and the bottom right, there is a Burger King logo, but it says Blarf in the center instead of BK or Burger King.
So how did this get sold?
Yeah, in the bottom, there is a UK warning, but is clearly not real. It's also very low quality. And on the top right of the front, I forgot it, the McDonald's logo is on its side, and it has a line underneath it to make it a B instead of a McDonald's logo.
Incredible. B for Blarf.
Yeah. So if you go on the Bandcamp for this album, you can see the original posting for this album. And it's so funny because it's like, I don't know, $12, $20, something cheap. But all the photos are of the record on a concrete floor, and they're all blurry. So it's like someone just unsuccessfully took photos of it. Yeah. And I was like, okay. I got it through a repress through Stone Throw Records, I want to say. I paid $65 Canadian for it. Half of that was shipping. It was a $26 record with $21 of shipping.
Yeah,
weird US.
International, yeah.
It's worth about $80 Canadian now plus shipping, so I'm up still. I would probably pay $65 again just for the album cover, but
it's pretty cool.
$80 is pretty steep. And will it get repressed again?
Who knows? I don't know.
Oh, I forgot. In the background where he's doing the, you know, he's going to shoot himself logo, he's in front of a McDonald's.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's definitely in front of a McDonald's.
It's a cool record. Oh my goodness. How could I forget the record itself? It's been so long. Because this one, on the one side of it, the logo just says Blarf and that Burger King logo. And the back has Cease and Desist and all the track names and times. But it is, quote unquote, Burger Brown. So it's a burger colored record.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
I like that.
Burger Brown. Burger. Which is perfect. Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think of this?
Thanks for bringing that in, Bell. See you next week.
I'm glad I could share this moment with you in what has only been 17 minutes so far. Ploof, what's your vinyl verdict?
You know, what an album. Honestly, I think as an experiment or an art piece or a statement, I honestly think it's pretty high up there, like an 8 or a 9. I actually really like it aside from the whole I Worship Satan track. But frankly, just because of it, I'd probably never play this record. Maybe side one. When does it split?
Luckily, the first song on side B is I Worship Satan.
I would 100% listen to side one and never touch 100%. Side two with a 10-foot pole. But yeah, I mean, if I found it for cheap, I'd probably buy it. But it's not. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Eric Andre, who likes weird experimental stuff. I think for basically the general population, it's probably like a 3 or a 5 tops.
100%.
But I love it. I'm sticking with like an 8.
100%.
I'm also sticking with an 8. It's like an 8 out of 13. It's fine. It's kind of interesting. I Worship Satan is too long. Mm-hmm. And it is too loud. Yep. Although, Reading Rainbow, fire.
100%. I don't know what I'm going to use as the sample music for this, so that we don't get copyright struck, but I'll find something in there.
Is there
always fending off lawyers, let me tell you.
You're always fending off lawyers, that's true. For other things, though.
So, like I said, I'd probably pay 65, but 80 plus is pretty steep. The story behind the album is cool. I like this lore of him saying it's not him. The album cover
a lot. It's very half-heartedly him not saying it's him, though.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really interesting, but it is purposely hard to listen to, and how do you review that? I'm going to put this in the 12th spot.
12th spot?
Below Hot Show by Prozac, and above Wanted on Voyage by George Ezra.
Dang.
It's doing a lot of heavy lifting with the fact that I like Eric Andre. If you don't like Eric Andre, if you don't like weird music, or art music, electronic music, surreal music, skip this. Easily skip
100%.
This. 100%. You've heard the sample. If that's overwhelming, don't listen to it. If you like Eric Andre, if you want to hear something weird, if you like Death Grips, You're the weirdo that would like this. So check it out. And also check out next week's episode where, Jamie, what are we listening to?
We're going to listen to Jimi Hendrix's album Live at Monterey.
Did you pick that because of the Jimi Hendrix song?
No. This? I didn't know that there was
you a have sound. A big ear-to-ear grin.
Yeah, he heard fire.
You got a Joker like, oh, smile, and you're going to tell me it's not because
actually, I was going to pick a different album before I settled on that one. I just did Shuffle in the car one day, and one of the Hendrix songs from that album came on, and I had bought it recently, so I thought maybe we would cover it. But I was going to pick Procol Harum's live in concert with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra.
That sounds dreadful.
That was really good. How long of an album is that live album?
They're both live albums.
And how much is Jimi Hendrix? How long is Jimi Hendrix one?
It's like 30 minutes. It's okay. Like 35 minutes.
That's fine.
I've never listened to Jimi Hendrix. We're still scarred after Tool last week, but I've never listened to Jimi Hendrix. I'm excited to. Well, I guess I have. I listened to this album, an entire song.
There you go.
So but I'm excited. Sped up. This one is, so I like to cover things that are like a historical significance for whatever reason. And this one is a historically significant performance. And we'll get into that next week. But that's why I picked it.
You pick anything else up? You said you got this album recently. Have you bought any other albums?
Have I bought another album?
Or listened to anything good?
I bought that Tame Impala album.
Oh, yeah.
It was all warped,
right? What do you think?
It was all warped.
Right.
I love that album already.
I've actually never listened to the whole thing. I really like Tim.
It is a very good album.
Yeah, Currents is good. I've got the box set.
Is it the one that has Borderline?
No.
Borderline?
I can't remember the track list.
No, that's
The Less I Know, the Better?
Yeah, that's on.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Cut that
one came warped. I got that one on sale, and I was telling Plouffe about it last night. So I got it on sale for like $20, which when it's normally like a $40 record because it's two LPs. But I think Sunrise didn't tell us that their whole stock was damaged.
Sunrise, like the mall store.
I didn't walk into the mall store. I bought it online. They had a clearance sale. The one I had is shaped like a roller coaster. I flattened it last night. Maybe I could talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
Bought two pieces of Lexan or plexiglass or whatever. And I jammed the record between it, and I stuck it in the oven for...
Why make it sound so violent? You jammed it between and stuck it in the oven.
I was so bad.
I threw it in the
oven.
They
wouldn't take it back. That was what pissed me off. They wouldn't give me my money back. They were like, well, what, did you open it? I was like, yeah, how would I know it was warped if I didn't open it? They're like, well, we can't take it back now. I was like, okay, cool. Thanks for standing behind your product.
It's not our product. It's Tame Impala.
It's Tame Impala's. Yeah, it's the record label's fault. But anyway, so I put it in the oven for about 10 minutes at 170 degrees Fahrenheit, and it took the warp out of it.
Like a graphics card.
Yeah, or like your Xbox. took the Red Ring of Death right out of it. And I got, now that I have these large pieces of Lexan, I have some more records that I'd like to
I know, he's been begging us to flatten our records.
You want to flatten some records?
He's like, I'll take all the grooves out. It'll be the longest record yet.
Smooth them right out, yeah.
Plouffe, what about you? You get anything new?
No, not recently. I've been listening to some of my records that I bought ages ago that I haven't been listening to much in the last like couple years. So a lot of like Waves and Fiddler, so some punk and pop punk albums. That's pretty much it. I've been meaning to go to the record store because there's a few that I want to pick up. Like I said, I want to complete my Slipknot collection, or at least the first like trilogy, basically. But other than that, I have been diving into some other hobbies and being very busy with work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Me, I've been listening to Creed.
What?
Unironically?
No, please, no.
Unironically.
Oh, please, if you make me... I'm quitting if you make me listen to a Creed.
We're going to listen to the one that has One Last Breath on it, which is that 6
minutes
one.
Oh, my God.
I actually like Creed, so...
Oh, my God.
Let's listen to Creed one day. I'm not a woman. Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it's a good song.
With arms wide open.
It is a good song. I can't wait to talk about it someday. Own it. I've been listening to it on Apple Music, so you don't have to worry there. I haven't bought any records recently because I'm still waiting for Blonde to show up, and I still have to go to the States to get the Disclosure album.
Yeah.
And I already talked about Begonia.
Begonia. Oh, yeah, I still
and all I've been listening Begonia. To is Creed outside of that.
Yeah, well.
With arms wide open.
Because I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking...
Maybe 6 feet.
Yeah.
Something.
Plouffe, end it.
Yeah. See you
ain't
later.
So far.
I hate bye. So much.